Right, ready when you are.
You can hit it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to episode 604 for the 8th of November 2020 for the Overseas Connection podcast. I'm your host, Robin Tate, at Bongo the Sane. I'm in Northern Ireland, and it's fabulous. In a week where Russians have uncovered thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of undiscovered, previously unknown walruses in the Arctic Sea, and Japanese officials have investigated and have found 164 illegally held dogs in a tiny house in Western Japan. In a week like this, when these stories are the only thing that has been on our mind, the Overseas Connection carries on. Note from the editor, both the warlesses and the dogs have appeared on the Pennsylvanian voting register. Welcome to the show, everybody. Tonight, I've got Mark Wright.
Hello.
I've got Pete Chin. How are you guys? Welcome to the show. Epic, epic, epic show this is. We love it. It's nice to be here. And we do this every single week on a Sunday, 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central Time. You can join us live on our Twitch feed. We have a chat. So you go to twitch.tv/OC podcast, and you can chat along with the guys and us, and we'll interact with you live. It's absolutely wonderful. Wonderful. This has been Extra Life weekend, so some of the guys are recovering right now. We'll get to that in a little while. But first, we've got a birthday, and somebody that we've met on several occasions, have had dinner with, have danced with, we've had a bit of a laugh, and that's Katie Stubbs. And Katie is going to be our age on the 12th of November.
Sure.
So congratulations, Katie. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Now, Mark, hello.
Hello.
And Pete, hello.
Hello.
Are you well?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you strapped in?
Oh, yes. Yeah, obviously.
Right, well, time for stories. Let's get into story times. Buckle up, boys.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's been a busy, busy week, one way or another, between work and life and children and all that sort of stuff.
It's been busy for some certain people, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I don't know what you're talking about, Mark. I have no idea. Today is also, and very appropriate for something we'll chat about later on, but today is Remembrance Sunday in the UK. And that's Americans. Sorry, you have your separate day, but this is, you know, the 11th month, 11th of the, 11th month and 11 past, blah, blah, blah. It's the 11th of the 11th of the 11th. I know they do it on a Sunday, so it's close to that. I'm wambling now. Anyway, it's Remembrance Day, when we remember the fallen soldiers and fallen people that have died for our country and for people all around the world to help our freedom from the First World War onwards. And it's important that we remember that because, you know, freedom's important. Anyway, I like to do something with the boys, war-related, on a day like this here. War-related. Yeah, so we go around and shoot people. No, no, no.
That's just on Northern Ireland.
God of the days.
I miss those days when you just go around shooting people.
We petrol bomb here and there. Oh, it's great. Anyway, so they're all over 10, and I know this is baddish, but no, I thought they were ready for Schindler's List today. And I think Schindler's List is one of those movies that children need to see and understand. It is a very long movie.
Yeah.
It's black and white, which is immediate put off, but fair play to them. They worked their way through it. I cannot watch that movie without flooding up in tears, just at the thought of it all. And I think there's scenes in there which are maybe too old for a young'un, but if it gives them the odd nightmare and they'll always remember it, that's a good thing. So, yeah. So remember it Sunday. If you've lost people or you know people that have lost people fighting in the war or more currently in Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever it may be around the world, or your friends are in the forces, I salute you guys. So, yeah, that was our day. That was our afternoon today. So watching Schindler's List. So that's a bit of a downer. Anyway, the other night they wanted to watch a horror movie because we didn't do anything for Halloween. So I got had a bit of research and didn't want to do the usual sort of crap, you know, like even though it's good fun. The bug thing. Don't feed them after in midnight. Don't feed them after
Gremlins.
Midnight. Gremlins, which is you know a bit of horror, I think. So I actually went back and looked and see what wasn't that gruesome that I could watch them, but would scare the crap out of them. Because I'm not a horror movie person at all, really. It scares me too much. And we watched The Poltergeist, the original.
Oh, yeah, I love the original. Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, the effects are a bit laughable now. Yeah. And there was a couple of scares that, God bless him, Taylor got up off his seat, climbed over the sofa, was on his way up the wall. I wasn't too far behind him at one point. But, yeah, it's Alan Wake tense rather than really, really scary. So, that was good. That was good fun. So yeah, that was me. A list. What about you guys, Mark? I see you've been relaxing yeah. and relaxing.
Yeah, just been crazy busy at work. Settling into my new role now. Been doing it a few weeks. Loving it. I was a bit nervous. We've been in Fleet for 25 years of doing like customer facing stuff, but I've settled in really naturally. I wasn't confident at the start, and I've got loads of confidence now. So, yeah, really enjoying it. We're hitting our daily targets, which is good. We've got a new mechanic starting in a couple of weeks to replace me, who obviously I'm not on the shop floor full-time anymore. So until he starts, we're just a bit stretched manpower-wise. That's why I've been working a lot. I've been working. It's my first Sunday off for 3 weeks, so that explains how busy we've been.
Do you have a pointless spreadsheet you have to fill in, like the weenus? You have to fill in the weenus every day? Is there a pointless spreadsheet?
No, believe it or not, we have to do it via WhatsApp to our regional manager with all the figures. So it's nice and easy to do. But yeah,
don't get your WhatsApps mixed up.
But most of the stuff's all online and all processed internally anyway, so...
Good. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Yeah. Really good.
Yeah, not much time for gaming. I mentioned last time I was on, I've upgraded my PC, which is now super fast. I've just managed to finally get OBS all set up for the podcast because I didn't have that installed last time. But that's all done now. So, yeah, all up and running with the stream.
Excellent. Well, hopefully, you know, it'll be as good a quality as mine.
What was that?
Pete, what about you, mate?
I've been pretty busy as well, with work, should I say. But I don't want to talk about work. I've been looking at body pump classes online. So Les Mills do a subscription service, which is like about £11 or something like that a month. Because the swimming pools are shut and I ain't doing anything and I'm getting like bigger and bigger by the day, I just think, yeah, I'll buy some body pump weights for me and Shell. Reebok Step. We'll get a Reebok Step each. And, yeah, we'll do some body pump classes up in the loft here. So that's what I'm looking into. I've had a tattoo before lockdown as well. So that happened, when was that? I don't know, sometime last week. Anyway.
Where did you fit that in then?
Oh, my feet. I've started my feet now. So,
and what did you have? What did you have?
I had the Viking crows, you know.
Oh, nice. Yeah, crows.
Yeah, I've had those tattooed on each of my feet. Pretty painful, but it was all right. A couple of days, I'm fine. TV. I've watched a program called Anne with an E. I don't know whether anybody's heard of this. It's on Netflix.
I've seen it on there, but I've not really looked into it.
All right. Well, it's a period drama. It's about a girl who's coming of age. She's a young orphan, and she moves to a place called Green Gables. And it's based in the late 19th century. It's really, really good. The only actress I recognise in it is Geraldine James, who was in Downton Abbey and some of the Sherlock Holmes, I think, and some of the films. But yeah, she's the only famous person really I've noticed. But it was Shell's mum that recommended it, because we got her onto Netflix because she's spending so much time alone at home. We just thought we'd get a subscription set up for her and, you know, get it put on her smart TV. And she's absolutely smashing all of these TVs. So she recommended this, and we just thought, yeah, come on, let's watch it. It's just a conversation that we can have with her about something, you know, similar that we've both watched. And it's kind of like light-hearted, but it's really good. It's so it's something that we've written. I think we're in the second season now. So I ain't done much else, really, to be honest. I mean, we're in lockdown at me, so it's a bit boring over here.
Feeling the ass. I've continued with the right stuff on Disney. I'm really enjoying that series. It's really, really good. Sort of going into the real nitty gritty of the personal lives of these potential astronauts, because they were just potential astronauts at the time, and how on a shoestring it all was. The Long Way Up, watched the latest episode there this morning, is coming to an end now. Ewan McGregor and Charlie Borman on their electric bikes going from the south of South America up to Los Angeles. That's interesting. And I also watched through the week one evening, and I've been trying to hold off not buying it, and I just gave in. I want to see this. Le Mans 66.
Right.
And it's awesome. Really, really good film. Matt Damon and Batman.
Matt Damon.
Damon plays, his name is Shelby, which, you know, the Shelby cars? So he designed...
That's when they took on Ferrari, wasn't it? Is that the Ford versus Ferrari one?
Versus Ferrari, which is it's really, really interesting story.
Is it Christian Bale, the other one in this?
Christian Bale, Batman. Let's do it live!
I've watched a bit of... I've watched the latest episode of Star Trek Discovery. That was really good.
Oh, yes, I'll do that too.
Enjoying that.
That's excellent. What did they do? They were down...
She's reunited with the crew now, and then they've sort of like gone on their first escapade together. They went to find... person they've taken on from the future has got a symbiont host inside her. And they had to get it to communicate with her. Spoilers, sorry. It was interesting.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
I've still to start Mandalorian... New season of Mandalorian.
Robin. Let me have fitting so much in. I know. I've seen it too.
Have you?
Yeah. I'm right up to date with that as well. I'm enjoying it too. It's good fun. Yeah. It's good. The music is it's just brilliant. Really good.
That old guy in the first season that Imu says I have spoken. He was awesome.
Oh.
You remember him? Who taught him how to ride them big Bantha things, whatever?
That's so last year, Mark. it's really weird. I mean, in lockdown, life's just busy. You know, I'll tell you what. I mean, what am I? 51, coming 52 now. A 2-year-old is hard work.
Yeah.
A two-year-old is awake, you know, and she's into everything, climbing everywhere.
I'm going to experience my first sort of like reality of lockdown, because obviously the last lockdown I was working for the NHS and I didn't really see it firsthand. I saw the products of it by the roads being empty, but I worked through it. But I think this time round, I think we're going to see a decline in customers, and I noticed on Saturday already the traffic was half as much as what it normally is, because we were out on a busy junction. So it's going to be interesting over the next month to see how work goes on.
So we went out with some friends yesterday, two families, so our my crew and our other crew, who are sort of in our bubble. We socialise with them quite a bit, and they have a few kids, and they also foster. So we went to Stormont Castle, the grounds of Stormont Castle. And Stormont is in Belfast. It is the Parliament building of Northern Ireland. It's beautiful, beautiful building. Lovely walk, lovely grounds. It reminds me, think of Hyde Park or somewhere like that there. Yeah. So people go for walks with it. And it was absolutely chocker.
All right.
But really, really busy. But I kind of think that's because on a Saturday afternoon, some of those kids would have been at the cinema, closed, or at indoor play park, closed, or whatever, you know, cleaning chilies. You know, nobody's doing that at the moment. So just everybody's doing outdoor-y sort of things. And then we came home, we got carry out here. The kids came and watched TV out here for a while. But it's just you know, it's still busy out there. It's not as quiet. I remember before, Mark, you know, there wasn't a centre on the road. It was like...
Yeah. It was so quiet, eerie.
Christmas Day morning sort of thing.
Yeah, it was like the apocalypse. It was that quiet.
Yeah. And no, I don't think so. You know, the lockdown. No. You must lock down unless you've got an urgent thing to do, or a message to do at the corner shop, or a friend whose name begins with F, who's just down the road. It's very important that you go to see him first.
Don't go to work, but go to work.
Don't go to
shops unless you need to go to shop. But I think the difference this time is, like, last time everything shut. This time it's just non-essential stuff. So all your takeaways and that are still open. All your main shops are still open. So
and like me, guys, as well, you know, I usually get my hair cut every 2 weeks. So I'm sure you are struggling as well with that problem.
It's really long. Look at the state of it. Yeah, I don't know about you, Pete, but I'm really struggling with long hair.
I'll cut my own. I'll just be cutting my own every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Back, sack, and crack. Okay, let's talk about some games. This is a video game podcast, believe it or not. So let's talk about some games.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
This week we've got a new quiz. The quiz is your monthly freebies. What you have to do, there are free games for the Xbox, the PlayStation, and Twitch, and Stadia, and Epic. What you have to do is go and find out what they are. And the first one to find out all those games, very good. We'll give you a round of applause on next week's show. Do you know what?
Is that Robin's way of bypassing that?
Yes, it is. We're going to have a quick show tonight, so we're just going to rattle through that. Yes, there's new games there. We went through them last week. We'll go through them again next week. So it's there's quite a substantial list. Stuff that we have played. I don't know. Pete Chin.
All right,
Pete Chin. Let's talk. Well, in fact, we will mention some. We'll leave out if you've done some stuff with the extra lifers. Leave it out. We'll talk about it in a wee minute. But the stuff you played by yourself, you know, in the corner. Yeah.
Well, I started up What Remains of Edith Finch again, thinking I could easily get the achievements. You know when you turn into the owl and swoop and get the rabbits within two
shots? Yeah.
I fluffed that up straight away, didn't I? So
the rabbits?
Yeah.
I think we better ring
Pete. So you're fluffing rabbits and you're getting a Swedish pump. You mentioned earlier you're getting a Swedish pump.
Hey, I'm a diverse man. I played, What Remains of Edith Finch. There's nothing else I can really tell you about it from before. I'm enjoying it. I'm working my way up the family tree. I think I've got about 7 family members now complete.
Have you done the fish cannery one yet?
Oh, that's good.
That is one of my favourites.
Yeah, the fish, to be direct the fish.
Yeah, whereas in a cannery and he's just like daydreaming about this RPG he's creating.
That is
awesome. Have you done the baby in the bath?
Yes.
That was quite moving, that got me in the old heartstrings.
Was there a cartoony sort of horror movie one as well?
Like a comic strip type thing, Halloween type thing.
Yeah. You play one of the comic characters, Barbara.
So it's a really good game. I really enjoyed this.
Well, I thought I could go back and just get the achievements easily enough, but bloody hell, you can't. So I'm just playing it for what it is now. So I've fired that up for a couple of hours and played that. Also, purchased Titanfall 2. today.
Do you not have EA Play? Is it not on
no,
there?
No, well, the thing was, the subscription ended on the 4th. I've not used it all year apart from, what was the games I played? Was it Mass Effect or something like that?
Yeah.
And I didn't even touch it, and I just seen it there for a tenner, and I just thought, you know what, I'll just get it.
Yeah, it's not a price.
But EA Play is like five or more or something?
Yeah, and it being amalgamated into Game Pass soon.
Yeah.
I didn't even realise it was on EA Play. I just thought...
No matter.
Well, yeah. You're supporting the developers, and it is a fantastic game, so well done, Pete.
Yeah. You do all right.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it so far.
Are you playing the campaign?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Trying to think of the name of the first boss. Is it Kane?
Yeah.
I've got to Kane and I've managed to kill him, but I haven't got much further. So I even enjoyed the tutorial where you can just, you do like a little free run, don't you, through this level, like a circuit. You've got to get it within a certain time.
Yeah, yeah, like a race. Yeah, and there's a leaderboard for it as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, yeah. It's pretty tough, to be honest. There is, but it's, you know, first-person shooter. Yeah, you blow shit up and I love it. It's good. I like the whole relationship you've got with your Titan. Yeah. I didn't realize. I thought you'd have to develop into being a pilot like most of the way through the game. And I'm sure that a lot of people have played this already now, and you develop into that really quickly. So it's cool. I'm enjoying it so far. That's it. Apart from the other stuff I did with Extra Life, Mark. What about you?
I have played the grand total of nothing. Nothing at all. I've just been getting home shattered. I just can't be arsed. I've not even played GTARP. That's how knackered I am.
Wow.
I've bought Watchdog Legions. I've not even... I've started it up just to see the opening screen. I've not even pressed start yet on that. And I've bought that day one. I must be mental. We're buying Valhalla in a week's time. Well, this week. It's a shame I can't play it on my new Xbox Series X, what I can't pre-order, but there you go. I'll have to wait
till we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute. It's just what it is. Two plus some Extra Life stuff. I finished off the little game that I paid, I think, 70p for.
Yeah, the Castle of Heart.
Castle of the Heart. Yeah. The end level boss was a nightmare. He was just that was frustrating. That was a 50-time attempt job. So a sort of a hack and slash little platformer for 70p.
Yeah, it looks all right for 70p.
Yeah, it was all right. It's okay. It is what it is. An hour and a half of hack slash. Okay. Yeah, Aliens, as you know, Aliens Colonial Marines is one of the best games ever made, completely underrated. And I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about Alien Isolation.
I bought this years ago and I still haven't played it. I got it for about £4.
And so did I, Mark. I bought it on the PlayStation, of all places.
Yeah.
I played a little bit of it and... I bought it a long time ago on the Xbox when it was on offer somewhere. And I thought last night, you know what? I'm going to have another crack at this. Now, I know I hear it's very, very long. And I have nerfed...
That's what's putting me off, I think.
I've nerfed the difficulty way down to stupid. Like, I think there's novice.
Yeah.
For the story, almost. And that's what I put it on. And I'm whizzing through it and really enjoying it. I played about an hour and a half last night. It is atmospheric. It is based around aliens. So it's about Ripley's daughter, who is now in her probably mid-20s or, you know, mid-late 20s, has worked out in space close to where the area where her mother was supposed to have went missing. And they've allegedly found the flight recorder off the Nostromo. And it's been held on the space station, and she gets asked to come along on this mission. And when they get to the space station, things have kind of went to hell in a handbasket. So I think there's the alien. You'll be fighting some of the people that are left on the space station. And then there's AI robots, creepy-looking robot things on it. that I think cause you a bit of bother as well. Very atmospheric. Still looks fine on the Xbox. My Xbox, what the hell are they called? There's many.
One
it's
X.
An X. Yeah, my One XX on my 4K TV. It looks pretty cool on the big screen. So, yeah, I it's caught me, and I'm going to try and play. I'm trying to finish it because I love Alien, as you know. Funny enough, I love that whole world. So that's what I've been playing there. So, quiet-ish week for us game-wise, but this week has been Extra Life. And I have done Extra Life, I don't know, four or five times. It just hasn't worked out for me for the last couple of years to be able to do it. But our team, the VG Hub, have been, over the last 24 hours, finishing earlier today. I don't actually think there was any UK... No, there was no UK guys this year at all. I'm very, very sorry. Apart from Dan. Dan doesn't... He does his own wee thing. Hardly Dan. So there were seven guys in the team this year. Gary DeFelice, the captain. Greg DeLacy, Bennett Seacrest. No relation. Kim, Luis Raimondo. And the Woolowitz family is... What do you call them? Oh, good as I apologise. It's him. Anyway,
It's him. It's the Wolowitz, yeah.
They had set themselves a target for $6,000. And when I checked just a little while ago, it was at $6,608.
Nice.
Seven people. That's fantastic. Now, Gary Lever, our good friend, we've been doing it in the memory of Gary Lever this year. And Gary is also part of the team this year. And Gary, God rest his soul, has raised $2,827.
Nice.
Which is really lovely. Guys have been donating to him. Have a look. Go to extra-life.org and search for VG Hub or extra-life.org/team/51538. Or just go and search for VG Hub. Or if you just go and search for Gary Lever Extra Life, it'll bring you to us as well.
I've just gone on to it now, and his the latest total is $2,827 for Gary. So,
Mark, there's a lovely piece on his page there about why we're doing that. Would you read that? Could you do that? There's a nice piece there about Gary and who Gary was for people that don't know him.
Hang on a sec.
So it's a fantastic achievement. The money goes to good causes. Generally, they go to special hospital places for kids with special needs and or in need of emergency surgery and stuff like that there.
Yeah.
And it's a good cause.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, Gary, get your hankies at the ready. So, the Extra Life page reads this. This past year, we lost a dear friend, Gary Lever. Gary was just 31 when he passed away on Monday, the 27th of July, 2020. Gary loved gaming. He was a proud member of the Gamers and Podcast and built countless friendships across the world through our gaming community, streaming and playing video games, and of course, the podcast. Gary always wanted to bring his love for gaming and its joy to viewers around the world, and he did that. His enthusiasm was infectious, and you couldn't help but just like the man. Beyond that, he was caring, selfless when it came to engaging in charity drives toward undeserved youth, bring awareness to disability and illness. Gary took part in Extra Life, and so we, his friends from around the world, want to help him carry on this tradition by helping him one last time. We ask you to help raise funds to help those in need in his name. Please give what you can to his drive, and when you do, please enter the donation as your name and on behalf of Gary Lever. We love you, Gary. We miss you. Rest in peace, Gary.
Yeah. Do you know what? I mean, isn't it amazing? It's just over a year, and we were there in the Big Brother house.
I know.
And Gary, it's just, I put a bit of money into the account earlier on today, and I wrote a wee thing just saying, you know, his little personality was quirky, it was, you know, eccentric, it was lovely. He was quite shy, not shy, it's not wrong. But it was like he was so over the moon and excited about being away from America, you know, and being on this big adventure. And it was lovely because you could see that. As it was like, goodness, it's wrong. He was a man, but there was an innocence about him being away, and it was lovely. It was like his life starting out again. And unfortunately, it just didn't work out that well. So, you know, and seeing some of the photographs, Mark, you know, that have popped up over the last couple of weeks because it's the anniversary of EGX, and all the things that we've done and the fun that we had last year, and especially there's the photograph there of us on the escape room night,
which we won,
group of us, in the white coats, you know, and we were there, and there he is on the right hand side, you know, as happy as Larry, and who would have thunk? So look, Gary, I hope we've done you proud, mate. You'll always be part of this community. You're in our opening credits. You know, you're there. Your voice is there. You've been part of this show and part of our lives for years and years now. And it's been lovely having your name pop up there in Extra Life. And to everybody that did it, to your name, fabulous. And to the overall thing of Extra Life. I think Greg now is into 8 years, 9 years.
Nine or ten maybe. Years, yeah.
No, it's unbelievable.
And Gary said he's on his ninth year.
Yeah, so fabulous. Gary, DeFelici, thank you for being captain for all these years. It's about the only thing you've been consistent about on. Not that I'm criticizing you or anything, you know. I know you're tired today because you couldn't come on the show. And you deserve a rest because you're on the show so often. So rest well, Gary. I'm chatting to him a bit last night. So anyway, a lot of us dropped in. I dropped in with Greg last night, and I played some Call of Duty Warzone. And we played four or five or six matches of that. That was great fun. And, we won by a lot. So...
All right.
It was really good. You were fantastic.
Yeah, I've just remembered. I have played something. It's not a video game technically. Last night we all played our OCD&D Misfits Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh yeah,
I've not played it for a while. Yeah, so
because that was why I played Aliens.
Yeah,
because you were playing that.
Yeah, we played for about 3 or 4 hours. Yeah. Greg and Kim were on their Extra Life, and then Phil was a Dungeon Master. Jason Johnson joined us. And, yeah, it was hilarious, to say the least. I got in a few sticky situations, so if you like Dungeons & Dragons, watch out for the podcast being uploaded, and Phil will tweet that out on the at OCD&D Twitter feed.
Can you please explain the Drowning Dwarf, please?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Right, okay. So... We were in this room, and it had like a fountain with a pool on it, and these bad guys was coming through this doorway, and we wanted to surround them and take them out before they could do any damage to us. So there only was like two places I could go. I could go onto some barrels, which I'm not very good at climbing on things because I'm only a dwarf, and I've been known to fall over boxes before now. So I thought, well, and then Greg says, Greg who is trailing, said, why don't you stand in that water there and attack him from the water? I went, all right, okay then. So I've moved my icon to the water, and Phil says straight away, and the water is 10 foot deep and you sink like a rock because you've got armour on.
So tell me, in this stuff, does he have an outline?
Yeah.
You know, does he say, this is
so,
actually what's going to happen, the water is, or does he just be a bastard and
say... I don't know.
He makes it up as he goes.
At the end of the night, he said to me, he says, I won't pick it on you, Mark. It was just how it went, and it was hilarious. So, every time I wanted to get out of the water, I had to do the dice rolls, and I kept getting really low numbers, and I couldn't get out of the water. Ended up drowning, going unconscious, and Jason Johnson's character, Hector, had to jump in and save me. So it was quite funny. With a few hilarious moments, it was good.
Yeah, and did you manage to play with any of the guys from Extra Life at all?
Video games, no. As soon as I did the Dungeons and Dragons, came off about 11 o'clock at night, and it was bedtime for me then.
And Pete, you've done a bit, didn't you?
Yeah, 2 days actually, yeah. I did some PUBG with Greg on the first.
Oh, I've not played that for so long. Has it changed at all? Or is it still the same?
It has changed. There's some parts of the maps that have changed.
They've remade Mirror Man, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, made it nicer and prettier.
Yeah. They've put some bunkers, extra bunkers in and stuff, which wasn't there. So when you're driving about, it's a bit of a different ride this time. You can't just go through plain sailing. You end up smashing into some bunkers and stuff. But we had trouble with our connection yesterday. You can't select what server to connect to.
Yeah, you used to be able to do that, didn't you?
Yeah. And that's really posing a problem for loading times and stuff. You know, I was coming on straight away, and Greg ended up having to get to the end of the flight, drop off the plane, drop down into the sea most of the time, and you know it was hit and miss whether he'd make it or not. But apart from that, you know, apart from that slowing us down, we had some good laughs. It was good to. I was watching Greg first of all on Wasteland 3, and I was there for about, I don't know, 2.5 hours watching him because he was waiting for the 19 gig update. And we thought we'd do Warzone as well at the same time. So that was downloading. We had a good time. I spent about 5 hours with him yesterday. And then today I jumped on with him for about 2.5 hours. And we had some games of Warzone, which he really appreciated, I think. He was playing Wasteland 3 and he was just like, you could tell he was like a bit whacked when I spoke to him. And he was like, yes, he got all pumped up again. And We had some good games on Warzone and managed to just get through it. Warzone's it's just slick, you know. When you play those two games back to back, you're gonna favour Warzone, I think. Now it's just so polished. Connection problems, we didn't have any, even though he was playing, you know, with the distance between us, we was fine. The only one thing we come across though was. In the match, there's a time when I got killed by a crow, and in the gulag, Greg got killed by a bat.
What?
So I don't know what was going on there. It chewed his head off. and I had the same with the crow, and that was in the pre-game lobby. I don't know whether that was like some just some extra reward that somebody has got for an execution. I don't know what it was, but it was really funny. Yeah, so we had a good laugh. So that was me.
Good. Okay, well, congratulations everyone that's taking part in Extra Life. Please go along to extra-life.org and search for BG Hub, or just search for Gary Lever, Leavor, Gary Lever, and Extra Life, and it'll take you straight to that page. So well done, everybody. That's really fantastic. Okay. A little bit of news. There's a big bit of news that's coming out this week, and we'll have a wee chat about two little things that are happening. On the 10th of this month, which is in 2 days, the Xbox Series Xbox X comes out. So well done, everybody that's secured a pre-order for an Xbox Series X, Xbox X. I haven't. I missed the boat. I thought I had a pre-order sorted out with another gentleman, but unfortunately it just didn't work out. So I'm checking Amazon and other places every single day,
more than
once a day. There's two things I searched for, Pete's Swedish Penis Pump and Xbox Series X, and they're automatically come up in my search feed now, and whenever they both come available, I'll be grabbing one. So it comes out on the 10th. None of us have a Series X coming. Is that correct? Am I say that? Mark, yeah, you've missed out. Or the
I missed
time
out,
it wasn't,
yeah.
It wasn't the thing to be thinking about. Yeah. And Pete, you're not either?
I'm not on the train now.
I'm hoping we're going to get some more stocking just before Christmas. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I'd like one for Christmas. It'd be nice.
I don't know about the PlayStation, but... Oh, eBay. It's so disgusting.
Oh, don't get me started. I've been on a rant this week.
I want to start you, Mark. I'm cranking you up right now.
I had a look yesterday. I just thought, I'll just have a quick look yesterday. Some of them are going for like £600, and people are bidding on them. Why are you bidding on them? Make these arseholes who buy these Mech and get stuck with them. Don't buy them off them. It's not fair. People who genuinely want to buy them can't buy them because these all these wankers fucking take all the pre-orders.
Yeah. Wanker. And they're buying it, and I mean, goodness knows how what that means with warranty or anything else, as far as that's concerned. You know, so I don't like that. That's like selling tickets for the theatre or
that's concert. Like, yeah, stuff, you know? Yeah, that's like bloody
ticket outs.
It's like stealing all the water from an oasis in the desert and selling it back to someone who's dying.
Exactly. You are exactly. That's exactly. You remind me of Lawrence of Arabia. Yeah. I knew it. Absolutely. It's the big hump on your back. Okay, so that's on the 10th, and that's coming out. And also this week, you have the also very complicatedly named PlayStation 5.
Yep, that huge thing, what you're going to need wheel cart to get through your front door with.
And it's lovely to see in the chat there in the WhatsApp groups. And if you want to be part of our WhatsApp group, what's next? OCP, what's next? Contact us, please. Give me a shout and we'll get you added to those. There's a what's next, which we chat about everything. There's a political chat one. There's a weight loss one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a Greg DeLacy dogging one. There's so many different ones. So if you want to get at it, just
there's
contact
us. There's a Pete's body pump one.
Yeah. yeah. This is like the before and after shots. but it's nice to see that there are people on the community that are getting both, or you know, one or another. You know, it's interesting. Some of the reports that have came out from the PlayStation this week, and again, goodness, I'm not the right person to say this because you're going to think I'm just this fanboy nonsense, but I'm not. I'm really not. But anyway, they say it's a piece of shit. No,
no. There's reports of a PS5 overheating.
It's not giving proper, really backwards compatibility, or you know, some of it.
And have you seen the load time videos with their super fast SSD and the Series X is beating it?
Oh dear.
Oh dear me. I think the only time that SSD is going to be super, super, super fast is for first party exclusives, because the Series X is beating it on load times. It's a bit of a shocker, really. I wasn't expecting that. After they've hyped up this SSD and the in the PS5 so much. They're still great machines,
On the Overseas Connection Facebook group, we managed to obtain photographs of the first units being delivered to reviewers. And there's photographs on our Facebook page right now of those first units being brought into apartment blocks. And the delivery men actually look like they are having serious, serious trouble getting those up flights of stairs. And there's problems, special lifting equipment. A crane was used in one instance to bring one into an apartment. So, yeah, check out those photographs. They're all real. They're not fake whatsoever. They're absolutely genuine. This thing is as big as a single bed. You can put your Xbox on top of it. You can put a 65-inch TV if you have it lying, you know, left to right. It looks like a really nice coffee table. You can have a coffee table book on top of it. I like a good coffee table book, a nice glossy one, you know, something interesting, not too tacky. Yeah, so the PlayStation 5 is perfect for a coffee table. You put your coffee, you won't have to reach down that far. In fact, you actually might have to reach up to get your coffee cup off it. The thing is that big. This thing is gargantuan. This thing is about the size of, like, one of those icebergs that are breaking off from the Antarctic, where those walruses are. It's big. So, but there's plenty of space in it for cooling. And, it's good. Anyway, do you know what? It's an exciting week. The only thing that's not exciting about these two consoles that are coming out is there ain't much new on them.
No.
I think there's reports there today that some of those other... It was one of the... Is it the bag, the little cloth sack boy thing? I think there was a game like that, which has been delayed now, but again, coming out this year, but not with launch. You know, there's lots of stuff on both consoles that are not coming out at launch. So I don't think these machines, because of the Chinese virus and all that sort of stuff, I don't think these things are going to find their stride until next year, really, until things are starting to get back to normal again. I love having new toys. I would love a new toy. But I don't think I'm missing out anything apart from the smell of a new box. I love sticking my nose in a fresh box and smelling it. And unfortunately, that's not going to happen this week. So I'll just have to speak to Judith. So like anybody that's getting an Xbox Series Xbox X, let us know. Or if you're getting a PlayStation 5, let us know how you get on with it. What was the setup experience like? Because we really haven't seen an awful lot of the dashboards and the setup and how, you know, it's only stuff, even at this late date, only bits and pieces of stuff is coming out. So it'll be very interesting to see what the community and how you guys are getting on with these new machines are, you know?
So I've got a bit of a story about pre-orders. So
okay.
I noticed yesterday on Facebook, our good friend David Morton, Auto84, has been part of the G4T days back in the day, and we played loads of games with him, been friends for a long time. He posted on Facebook that he's got a spare pre-order available if anyone wants it, and I replied immediately. I messaged him immediately. I'll have it, cash waiting, I'll have it. And it took him about 10 minutes to reply. And I was saying, don't keep me hanging. And he sent one back saying, ha ha ha, sorry, I've been inundated with messages. Sorry, it's gone.
You're not important enough to be
important
then.
No, I'm not. And then a little bit later on, he posted a picture of his van and he had a puncture. And he has a lot of mechanical problems, does David. He's very, very unlucky with his vehicles. And I felt like saying, ha ha, that's karma, but I didn't. But I just said, I wish he'd lived near me because I would make a fucking fortune out of him. But yeah, no, I was this close to getting a fucking Xbox Series X this week. But it was not to be.
As soon as I can grab one, I'll be grabbing one.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
Mm. Pete, you'll wait until Santa Claus comes or after?
Give it 12 months, I reckon. Maybe a bit longer than that. I've not used my Xbox One X enough, to be honest. I'm gonna ride the storm. I've not got any specific need to. I've not got a 4K TV. I'm not all up on all of that technology. The one I've got is mine for now.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about that either. Even though I just bought a thing behind me, really, I'm not worried. I mean, I'm playing. If you look at Castle of the Heart, you know, 79p. I'm playing on the house on a 55-inch 4K TV in the house. I don't think it's really important.
Yeah. Well, I'm a bit spoilt now because in my PC I've got the NVMe drive, what Windows is on, then I've got an SSD for all my games, and everything is lightning fast. And I'm thinking, if that's in a console, boy, that's going to be so good. So because I've got it on my PC, I just want it on my gaming consoles now. So I'm quite excited for it.
Robin, have you started Last of Us 2 yet?
No.
No,
I haven't. No, good on your new
telly. Send you it back. I'm sorry, mate. I have to.
No, I'm just saying it'd be good on your new TV, that, I reckon.
But I have it's on a 4K TV in the house as well. It's time, Pete. That's what just all it is. I mean, time. Okay, I'm sorry. I've no excuse. I really haven't. It's just...
I was only asking. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but you have to do PlayStation. And if it was on Xbox, it'd be great, but... It's an effort. Right. One thing else I was going to mention. PlayStation, Xbox. Oh, there's the other thing I was going to mention. I can't remember now. I really can't. This is my old section now. I did have a thought in my head, and the thought in my head is now gone. what do you do?
Will you move on? There are quite a few new releases. There must be something happening this week in the gaming world, because there is a lot of new releases this week. Anyone would think there's new consoles coming out, wouldn't you? So we can run through those if you want, Robin.
Peter, darling, would you like to go through them?
Yes, no problem. Right, so all of these are out on November 10th. Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Yes!
Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Stadia, PC, it's on the lot. Borderlands 3, that's on Xbox Series X and S. Bright Memory, that's the same.
A lot of these are upgrades, aren't they?
Yeah. Dead by Daylight. Destiny 2. Destiny 2 Beyond Light, and that's on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One and PC, as well as the X and S. Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition, that's on the Xbox Series X and S. Dirt 5, that's on the Xbox Series X and S. I'm not playing that. Enlisted, that's the same date, same console. Evergate, Fortnite, Forza Horizon 4, what a game. Fuser, which is on the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Gears 5 is going to be appearing on the Series X and S as well, November 10th. Gears Tactics is going to be on the Xbox One and Series X and S. Grounded, that's just on the Xbox Series X and S. Is that completely released now?
Yeah, well, when we're saying that these are on X and S, these are the enhanced versions, so they've been actually upgraded. They're not just because obviously all the Xbox One games are backward compatible anyway, but these have been actually properly patched. That's why there's so many of them. Sorry.
Right, King Oddball, Xbox Series X and S, Liftoff, Drone Racing. That's on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Maneater is on.
Good game.
I still ain't played that. Xbox Series X and S. Manifold Garden, X and S. NBA 2K21 is on Xbox Series X and S. Observer System Redo.
You're not muted, Robin.
Yeah, you got to mute that, Robin.
Am I not muted?
No.
I thought I turned my microphone down. I apologize.
Oh, yeah.
Bastards.
Right, Ori and the Will of the Wisps, Xbox Series X and S. Planet Coaster, the console edition, that's on a Series X, PlayStation 4, Xbox One. Sukuna of Rice and Ruin, that's on PlayStation 4, Switch and PC, out on November 10th. Sea of Thieves, that's on your Series X and S now. Tetris Effect Connected, that's on the Series X and S, Xbox One, PC. The Falconeer, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One and PC. Warhammer Chaos Bane. Wow, this is a massive list. And that's on Xbox Series X. Watch Dogs Legion. That's also out on the Series X and S. WRC 9. That's on the same date. And as we've just mentioned, the Xbox Series X and S are out on November the 10th. 13. Laid out in Roman numerals.
I presume that's Final Fantasy 13, I don't know.
I would probably say so, yeah. PlayStation 4, Xbox One and Switch and PC. Yakuza, Like a Dragon. That's on Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One and PC. Yes, Your Grace. That's out on Xbox Series X and S. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, as I mentioned before, is on PlayStation 5, but on November the 12th. So all these games are pretty much released on November 12th now. So that's Astro's Playroom. That's on PlayStation 5. Borderlands 3, PS5. Bugsnacks. That's also on PlayStation 4 and PC. Demon's Soul is on PS5. Destiny 2, PS5. Destiny 2 Beyond Light. Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition. Dirt 5.
Is that coming to PlayStation?
Well, it says it on the list.
Alright, I thought that was an Xbox exclusive.
There we go. Esports Life Tycoon is on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on November the 12th. Fortnite, Godfall is a bit of a repeated pattern here, isn't there? Okay. Just Dance 2021 is on PS4, Xbox One, Switch and Stadia. Just haven't refined that dancing enough for the new consoles yet. Maneater is on PS5, November 12th. Marvel's Spider-Man, Miles Morales. So that's out November 12th on PlayStation 4 and 5. NBA 2K21, that's out on November 12th on the PlayStation 5. Observer System Redo, Planet Coaster Console Edition. The actual PlayStation itself is out, as we've said a few times, and also the digital edition, which we haven't mentioned tonight, I don't think. Sackboy, A Big Adventure. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, yeah. Haven't you seen Little Big Planet?
No.
I love Sackboy.
No.
That's the one that's delayed.
Oh, is it?
It's not coming out on the... Full disclosure, it's not coming out on the 12th of November.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll leave that for Kim to say then without laughing. Another week. The Pathless, that's on PS5, 4, PC, and iOS. Watch Dogs Legion, out on the PS5, November 12th. Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War on PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PlayStation 4.
That's on the 13th as well.
Xbox One and PC. Mark's not letting me finish. On the 13th.
That's not me. All right, yeah.
Kingdom Hearts Melody of Memory, and that's on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, November 13th. So hopefully you managed to get all of those, and if you don't like the Black Country accent, then you might as well have just skipped all of that.
I think that is the longest new release list we have ever had.
Yes.
Sucker. Yeah, I've changed the name of that now. Sackboy is now called Sackboy Foreskin. a Big Wank Venture on PlayStation 5, and that's coming out sometime in the year. That's waiting for Kim next week. She'll be ready for that, I'm sure. So that's Sackboy Foreskin, A Big Wank Venture. Looking forward to that. That should be fun. Good one for the kids. Really good. Okay. When we're playing these games, when you see us online, it's not that often. Just at the moment,
if you see us online,
yeah, just please grab us. We love to chat. You would never know. You'd never think that we'd like to talk. So if you want to try and get a word in edgewise, just say, hey, you want to play a game? Do you want to play Sackboy Foreskin, A Big Wank Venture with me? Just give us a shout, and we'll pull back and see where we can go from there. Anyway, we do have an ongoing competition, which is called Victory Achieved. When you do finish those games, like when you finished your Big Wank Adventure and you need to clean up, we will pay you money to do that. So, and what you do is you take a selfie of yourself when you've finished your Big Wank Adventure with the credits in the background, and your beautiful smiling phallus in front of you, and you tweet that up to @OC_podcast with the hashtag Victory Achieved, and I will retweet it, and your fantastic achievement, your massive gaming wonders will be there for all to see. And the people that finish games this week who get entered into a competition for $20 or a £15 gift card, or a quick fluff from Pete, they're automatically entered into that. And so the people that finish games this week that are entered into the draw, the next draw will be done on New Year's Eve. John Mouse, he finished Dear Esther. He didn't really enjoy it. DF3-O-Matic finished Dark Pictures, Little Hope. I think that's scary. John Mouse, he loved The Last of Us Part 2. And that's it. Just a second. I found another box of completions here. Let me get this other box of completions. They were hidden. Hold on. There's more games finished. Let me just count these into this.
There's nine. More games finished and we have listeners.
Absolutely. DF3-O-Matic, God rest him soul. He died 150 years ago. He finished Mafia Definitive Edition and he enjoyed it as well. Our good friend Daniel Fletch, 90. He finished Gears of War Ultimate Edition. Nice. And I finished Castle of Heart.
The 70p edition.
The 70p edition. And now we play the sound of a girl in a day-glow jacket on her knees screaming at the sky.
Picture you all have a victory's background. Achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
That's about it. That's going to be a show. We have chatted about the stuff that we haven't been doing. We've chatted about the stuff we have been doing. We've actually mentioned for the first time ever on the Overseas Connection, talked about war. Hold on, I've got it written down. how to pronounce it. I spelt it phonetically. Warlesses, walruses. Yeah, W-A-L-L, walrus-s. I spelt it phonetically. See my pre-show thing? It's there, my pre-show. It's there. I'm going to do a pre-show every week now. Yeah, we managed to fit that in. So, look, I'm going to wrap it up. It's just over an hour. So that's show. Leave us a review, you know. And, you know, if you don't know us by now, you ain't black. So leave us a review, and you can do that anywhere you want to. On your barbershop, anywhere. Take a photograph of the review on your barbershop wall and send it at OC_podcast. Or you can email it to podcast@ocpod.com or go to Facebook, fb.ocpod.com. Leave us a review anywhere you want. It's lovely. It helps us. It helps other people find us if you leave a review. You know, it used to be easier to leave reviews years ago for everybody got their podcast from Apple. But that doesn't happen anymore. Even Apple people don't leave reviews. Anyway, Nicole in her sexy voice.
Oh, we're not playing this for a while.
To us.
Yeah, we're not playing this for a while.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us, podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay, so we're going to wrap up the show now. Thank you, everybody that has donated to Extra Life. It's not too late. It's still open. It doesn't close off. So go to extra-life.org and search for VG Hub, or just in your Google browser or browser of choice, search for Gary Lever, Extra Life, and it'll take us right to there. Donate some money. A fiver, a dollar, $1, $5, $10, $50, $5, $5, fucking, oh, woman. Whatever you can do is going to be a really good cause, no matter what you think of me. It's going to be a good cause. It's helping kids. So just do it. Okay. Pete, would you like to save me from myself?
Yes. I'm going to shout out the people that were in the chat, but they didn't really leave any. They didn't really leave anything for us to bite on. Commander Root and Lurks, as well as me and Mark. But nobody said anything tonight. We're that quick. They didn't even have time to write anything. And I'm going to share all the old folk in my family. They're all on their own, most of them, and you know, I try and drop in as much as I can and do their shopping and blah blah. But they're discovering Netflix and stuff now. They're starting to get into the 21st century, which is pretty cool. So big love to them, and that's pretty much me. Mark,
I want to shout out everyone who's taken part in Extra Life this year. Sadly, I couldn't take part this year because of my new job role. I was just settling in, so I'll probably do it next year again. But yeah, well done to everyone and keeping Gary's name alive. I want to shout out Traylon, aka Greg, and his small water pool. Yeah, thanks for that, Greg. And Davey Morton for giving me hope and then taking it away at the last minute. And everyone who's getting a new Xbox or PS5 this week, enjoy. And like Robin says, let us know how you get on with it. Tweet us. Email us, WhatsApp us, just let us know how you got on with it, because we don't know. We're not going to know. Let you take us on, Robin.
Yeah, look, you know, we are in lockdown all over the world at the moment in various states and forms. You know, it's a hard time. If you do already live by yourself and don't have a big social network, you know, reach out. I mean, we're here. We don't, you know, ask a busy man to get something done, he'll get it done. So if you need a chat, give me a buzz. Give Mark a call. Give Pete a call. Don't call Greg. He's a dick. But anybody, give us a call. You know, we're here. You know, don't struggle by yourselves. You know, if it's financial, if you need something, if you're really up a back against the wall, we will find a way to help you. Really. Just you know, we'll do what we can. Everybody can. It's a lovely family group that we're in. So don't struggle. You know, just don't let it get you down too much. We're here to chat. Okay. So that's about it. We will be back next week. I would just like to, you know, shout out all the guys that done Extra Life. Well done. Take a good rest. To my mate Don, don't worry, mate. Let them count their chickens before they hatch. And we'll speak to you all next week, and the world will look in a different place altogether once again. So take us home, Don. stay strong. Speak to you soon. All the best, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.
And we're clear.
There you go.
Oh, I didn't even have time to drink my second rum and coke.